College basketball is dealing with a stunning bribery scandal. The FBI this week arrested 10 people, including four assistant coaches, on charges of fraud and corruption. Louisville has effectively fired head coach Rick Pitino over his program's alleged ties to the scandal. The charges were the result of a three-year FBI probe that focused on coaches being paid tens of thousands of dollars to steer NBA-bound players toward agents, financial advisors, and apparel companies. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he joins us now. Mike, tell us more about how this worked. Who was allegedly paying these coaches?
A constellation of interests, including people who represented allegedly, let's just throw out the adverb allegedly for all this, because we understand these are charges and not proven, right. But people who worked for sneaker companies, people who worked for agents, and at bottom, the college athletes are an asset worth potentially in the future millions of dollars. And for a short period of time when they're in college, they get paid nothing. So to leverage that situation, an assistant coach or someone who is perhaps connected to a player might get paid by a future agent, might get paid by a shoe company to steer that player to the shoe company. And that is illegal. That is what the U.S. Attorney's Office has charged.
And one of the accused is Jim Gatto of Adidas, the sports apparel company. And prosecutors say he actually used company money to pay high school students and their families to go to colleges that outfit their teams in Adidas gear. Are they saying anything about this?
Well, Adidas is waiting for the investigation to play out, of course. But, you know, it was known that this goes on, and it was assumed that it would go on at a level that was pretty high up in companies. I don't think the exact dollar amounts were known. We're talking about charges including wire fraud and money laundering for $100,000 to the family of one recruit, $150,000 to the family of another recruit. And think about what they're doing. They're paying someone to go to, essentially, to go to a college and wear Adidas sneakers while at college. It's such a bizarre incentive structure. I mean, it really does get down to the fact that these athletes are supplying a whole, as I said, constellation of people with hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. And because there's this imposition of amateurism on them, they can't pay. Everyone else who can get paid, all the adults, can get a little bit of a taste. And it leads to corruption. And it leads to, you know, now criminality.
Well, and do you think that a scandal like this will move the needle on the question of whether we should just be paying college athletes?
I think it's very hard. I think the NCAA is wedded to their definitions of amateurism, and it has moved it a little bit to allow players to get paid for, you know, players weren't even actually getting 100% of the costs paid for college in terms of their scholarships and like their housing costs and their food. I think the biggest thing, aside from the criminal charges, to come out of this is that Rick Pitino, coach of Louisville, has effectively been canned.
Right.
And this guy's a Hall of Fame coach, and that's going to have reverberations. College basketball, college football is a little different. There's so much money, and where they get their money isn't directly from the NCAA. But with college basketball, the NCAA makes so much money on the March Madness tournament that I think there is areas for reform. I don't know how far they'll go, though.
That's Mike Pesca, here now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you.